I'm speaking with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, lots of issues in and around both our local marketplace and the global marketplace at the moment. I remember one of our conversations from a few months back when you said that probably what businesses would like for 2022 is a boring year. I'm not sure we're seeing that. I'm certainly not seeing it from my viewpoint. Are you seeing a boring year?
No. No, and it's going to get, unfortunately, I think it's going to get more exciting. And I don't mean that in a positive way, because of all the various factors that the economy's got to deal with.
Let's explore some of those factors. What do you think are the key factors that will affect trading in 2022?
I think what you've got is you've got, and we've touched on this before, you've got inflationary pressures, you've got interest rates going up, you've got potential tax rises going through, which is going to, all of those things are going to squeeze people's income, disposable income. And as a result of that, that potentially has an impact on their demand. And I think in the last week or two, I've started to see articles questioning whether we're going to see the return of stagflation to the economy, which would be absolutely disastrous. Stagflation is an economic thought process that almost at one point the economists said that it couldn't happen. And it's a period in which you get high inflation, but at the same time you actually get unemployment starting to increase, and therefore the normal rules from an economic point of view as to how you deal with the economy don't tend to work in that environment. And I think interest rates are going to go up because we've got inflation in order to try and deal with that. But if that squeeze on household spending really starts to bite and therefore reduces people's demand, the concern is we start to see unemployment rising. And that becomes a very, very difficult position for the government to try and navigate us through to try and get the economy back on an even kilter.
Yeah. Now, during COVID, obviously, the government supported businesses in an unprecedented way. Arguably, that's not been paid back yet. Well, it certainly hasn't been paid back yet. But precedents have been set. So do you think there'll be lots of government intervention in terms of business support?
I guess it comes down to where the government sees the key driver to try and deal with these issues. So, you know, one of the things that's causing major problems from an inflationary point of view is increasing in oil prices and fuel prices. Well, it may be the fact that the government does something in order to help reduce the impact of that on people. It may also be the fact that the government looks to move down the line proposed increases in taxes. So again, so as to reduce the impact on people so they're not squeezed, and actually try and help the economy through a demand-led process as opposed to what it did during COVID, which was help the economy through giving the businesses grants and funds and the opportunity to borrow money at that stage.
Yeah. So let's bring that full circle and back to someone who's running a business locally. What should they be focusing on to ensure they are safeguarding their business and keeping it in good stead?
I think it's the age-old key points of running a business. It's looking after your customer base. It's understanding what your customers are doing, what their lives or market is like. It's looking at the costs that are coming through to you and making sure that if you have to make increases, you are making those increases, but talking to customers so that you're not alienating them. And then I think it's looking at your overhead costs and just wherever possible, trying to keep a very tight control over it. Because I think, you know, now's the time to batten down the hatches and to really make sure that the businesses are running lean and profitably wherever possible, so that start to come through, the business owner can actually then make decisions and act accordingly.
Absolutely. Rob Beale, as ever, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.